Hey everyone, you know we like to stay ahead of the curve here, and today we're diving into something really interesting, AI in podcasting.
Yeah, it's pretty wild when you think about it, right? AI going from like automating our tasks to like actually being creative.
Exactly, and that's exactly what this article you sent me is all about, AI podcasters.
It really makes you think about what those roles are going to look like in the future, you know?
Right. Like, it hasn't even been that long since those scammy robocalls were like the height of AI audio. And now it's saying some of these AI podcasts are so good you'd think they were human hosted. I gotta admit, I was skeptical.
Yeah, and the article even gives an example, Xtrus 57's World Without End, I think it was called. Apparently, it's really showcasing just how good this stuff is getting.
That's the one I checked out their demo.
Yeah, what'd you think?
Yeah, honestly,
We.
blown away. The voices were smooth, the back and forth, like the whole conversation, it just flowed. For a second there, I totally forgot I was supposed to be like listening for those robotic tells.
Yeah. It's amazing how far it's come. The technology behind it all is really impressive. This new AI engine, the way it replicates human speech, even like the banter and stuff, super difficult to do.
I know. It really makes you wonder, have I already listened to an AI podcast and just not even realized it?
Right. And then that kind of leads into the bigger question, is this actually, good for podcasting?
That's the million-dollar question, isn't it?
Definitely. And the article does a good job, I think, of, looking at both sides, the good and the bad, or at least the potential for both. Like any tool, it can be used, ethically, unethically.
For good or for bad.
Exactly. So to even try to answer that question, you gotta look at both.
I gotta say, my first thought was like, is this really playing fair? You know?
Yeah, I get that.
Like the article even mentions that some people see it as almost like cheating the system. Like they're cutting in line ahead of actual creators who are putting in the work, the real
Yeah.
work.
Yeah. No, it's a totally valid concern, especially like you said, when you think about how much effort actually goes into making a good podcast. But the thing is, we have to remember AI is a tool in the end, right?
Okay.
It's about how it's used, ethically, unethically, for good, for bad. It's not inherently either or.
So less about like the tech itself and more about the choices we make with it.
Yeah, exactly. And the article actually gives a really good example about, inclusivity.
Okay.
Individuals with disabilities, for example. There are tons of barriers to traditional podcasting for a lot of people. Think about someone with ALS, right? What if they could use AI to narrate like their book on historical, I don't know, whatever they're researching, or like a musician with stage fright sharing their compositions through an AI podcast?
Wow, yeah.
Just a couple ways this could really help us hear these incredible voices we might not have otherwise.
That's a really good point. It is easy to get caught up in the like the competition of it all and forget about some of that positive stuff. But the article also dives into some of the ethical concerns. And like especially when it comes to things like deception.
Oh, absolutely.
Like straight up, is this real or not?
Yeah, transparency and authenticity are huge. Listeners deserve to know who. Or, I guess, what they're listening to. The article makes a pretty funny comparison, actually, about AI deception being worthy of, like, a Rochambeau sentencing, you
Yeah.
know?
Okay. I admit I laughed at that.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, seriously, like, trust is huge in this world.
Yeah.
And if AI starts chipping away at that, it could really hurt everyone.
For sure. Authenticity has to be like top of the list
Fine.
for everyone, AI or no AI. Because, yeah, maybe it can mimic a human voice, even a conversation, but you can't fake that genuine human connection, right? And
Totally.
that's what keeps people listening, that feeling that there's a real person behind it all.
You know, I was reading about this new AI engine that can actually like write scripts and stuff and even like make different speech styles, like conversational or like super enthusiastic or even
Oh,
sarcastic.
wow.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah.
But it makes you wonder what happens when it can do all that and capture those like personality things, those tones.
Right. It really is amazing how fast it's all moving. And it makes you think about like what really makes a podcast worth listening to? Is it just about the info? Or is there, something more, something human that draws us in?
Yeah.
Maybe it's their perspective, their humor, their, even just them being themselves. AI can't really do that, at least not yet.
That actually reminds me, the article made a good point about that. Basically saying like, hey, if an AI can make a better show than you about your area of expertise, maybe it's time to step up your game.
Oh, I like that.
Like it's challenging us all to be better. What makes my content mine?
That's such a good question. And honestly, that's valuable whether you're worried about AI or not. Because at the end of the day, people are gonna listen to what they connect with, what feels real.
Where it feels authentic.
Exactly. Human or AI, Honestly, it might not matter as much as we think.
It's about the connection.
Yes,
Yeah,
exactly.
that's awesome.
Yeah.
But it wouldn't be the deep dive without a little bit of, industry drama.
Oh, here we go.
Right. And this article definitely delivers. Remember the whole listen notes thing we talked about before?
Yeah. With the CEO and AI podcasts, that always gets people riled up.
Oh, yeah. So this article, it calls out the CEO of Listen Notes, which, by the way, for anyone who doesn't know, that's a big podcast platform.
Yeah.
Anyway, he basically said publicly that AI podcasters are, quote unquote, fake
Yeah.
and that they're like making podcasts worse. But then, and here's the irony, the article points out that Listen Notes, they host all kinds of questionable stuff. YouTube rips, random recordings, people literally uploading their like LinkedIn networking calls and calling it a podcast.
Oh, come
All right, so
on.
it's kind of like pot calling the kettle black a bit, isn't it?
It's true, though. You go on there and it's really everything under the sun. Some good, some, well, definitely not.
Right. So is it really about the purity of podcasting? Or more about like who's in control and like how it's all categorized?
Follow the money, right? Usually, when someone's pushing back that hard against something new, there's something else going on under the surface.
Makes you think.
I think for us, though, for this deep dive, it's better to focus on what this means for the content itself, for, the listeners.
Right, like what does this all actually mean for the average person who's just trying to find something good to listen to? It really makes you think about like what are we even looking for when we turn on a podcast?
It's true. Like, if AI is just going to be everywhere, how do we decide what's actually worth our time?
And the article seemed to land pretty hard on like that human element, like being upfront about using AI was a big one.
Yeah, definitely. No tricking people into thinking it's a person when it's really, lines of code.
Right, because it goes back to that trust thing.
Exactly. Transparency is huge. When listeners feel like they're being tricked, that hurts the whole thing, you know?
Totally. And it's about respecting the audience, right?
Yeah.
Like choosing authenticity over just trying to, I don't know, take a shortcut.
100%.
Because, like, a perfect AI voice, yeah, maybe that catches your ear for a second, but it's the real stuff that makes you hit that subscribe button.
That's it, that genuine connection. That's what makes people come back for more. AI just can't replicate that. At least not yet.
Right. So where does this leave us? Is it like humans versus machines now in the podcasting world?
I don't think it has to be a battle. I mean, this tech, it's not going anywhere, right? It's only going to get, well, more advanced.
Sure.
But instead of being afraid of it, maybe we can look at it as a way to grow, a chance to really decide what we want from podcasts, and support those creators who get it.
So not about rejecting AI altogether, but being more discerning about what we listen to.
Exactly. Maybe it'll even push human creators to be even more creative, more insightful, more connected to their listeners.
I like that. Not humans versus machines, but how we can use it all to make podcasting even better. That's exciting.
It really is.
So yeah, next time you're scrolling through your feed and you see a show and the host's voice is like super smooth, almost too perfect, maybe don't swipe left right away.
You had to listen.
Exactly. You might be
Yeah.
surprised. But also, like, ask yourself, what is it about this AI or not that makes me want to keep listening?
What makes it special?
Ooh, good one.
Right. Those are the questions that are really going to shape what audio looks like moving forward. It's going to be an interesting ride, that's for sure.
I think so too. And hey, who knows, maybe one day we'll have an AI guest host here on the deep dive. Just kidding. Unless, okay, we'll save that for another time. Until then, keep diving deep, everyone, and we'll catch you in the next one.